This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's in London. He writes political economics. And we turn to the fresh news from the London Times. Britain's economic growth will slow sharply next year as consumers and businesses cut spending as a result of high inflation and rising interest rates. The IMF cut its growth projections for the UK gross domestic product to 0.3% from an earlier forecast of 1.2% that it made in April as part of a swath of downgrades to major economics. However, this comes at a moment where Britain is involved, London is involved, the Parliament is involved, the parties are involved in an argument over something that is called Trussonomics in the headlines. I don't know if it actually exists. Does it exist, Joe, Trussonomics?
It does. And unfortunately, it has been terribly misunderstood and misconstrued. So the basic project is something that we would recognize as supply-side reforms from the 1980s. I think that the Liz Truss and her Chancellor Kwasi Kwarteng, their diagnosis of the British economy is all of the wrong incentives for stimulating productive business investment in new innovation and improved efficiency and productivity, and also bad incentives for work over not working. And so I think if you look at the fiscal plans that they've announced so far, especially their September 23rd tax package, it was billed in the most of the media just as a big tax cut package, but the architecture of it was really intended to improve incentives for productive business investment and for work. So while the headline might have been about things like the axing a planned increase in the corporate tax rate so that it will stay at 19% instead of going up to 25 or 26%, the other thing that they were doing was tinkering within the fine print of the tax code to make it easier for companies to deduct from their taxes the cost of investing back into the business. Certainly a lot of the changes to the personal income tax were intended to improve investments, incentives to work as opposed to retiring earlier or claiming benefits. By structuring the tax cuts in a way that would do that. So that's what Trussonomics is. Unfortunately, that message ended up getting completely distorted or garbled as it has filtered into the broader public debate over here. And it's also a message that I think that a lot of economists like the IMF are missing. It's almost a form of willful blindness where they're thinking only about the aggregate amounts of money involved here, the 60 billion pounds or the 2 billion pounds for that or, any of the rest of it, and not troubling to think that actually the way that these cuts have been designed and the incentives that they create are as important as the fact of the tax cut itself.
Liz Truss is the new prime minister, and her choice for the Chancellor of the Exchequer, that's the same as the Secretary of the Treasury, is Kwasi Kwarteng. And Mr. Kwarteng has come under a great deal of pressure because of his mini budget. What the heck is a mini budget, Joe?
Well, this was the term for the announcement on September 23rd of some of the tax cuts that were part of the broader fiscal plan. That's been very controversial. It has been blamed for a lot of market disruption, wild swings in the value of the pound and the value of British government bonds, which are called gilts. in the weeks since then. It's important to point out that a lot of that unhappiness seems to have been built around the fact that they were offering the tax cuts and seemed to be blowing a hole in the government budget over here. They had always said that they were going to also deal with cutting spending, and that those plans would be announced down the road. I think that some of the criticism of the program overall was probably a bit more premature, but I think that it's also that the thing that they're pushing for is a pretty radical change, not just in things like tax policy itself, but also a big change in the way that they want the government, they want politicians and bureaucrats to think about economic policy, and the way they want people to think about how economic policy actually works. And I think that change that they're trying to pull off is the thing that is generating as much resistance as the specific parts of the plan.
The spending is the problem, Joe, and that the Congress can make as many bold plans as it wants, but if it doesn't reduce spending, the problem is going to persist. That looks to be the same problem that they're having with the new government. I read from the London Times report, Kwarteng rejected Labour's accusations that he was in a dangerous state of denial about the threat to the economy. Mr. Kwarteng is under pressure to spell out how he would balance the books without imposing cuts that are likely to be resisted by backbenchers. So he's getting attacked from both the opposition, Labour, and from his own side because nobody wants to make cuts. Is that it, Joe? Nobody will give up on their programs?
That's basically a big part of the problem that is emerging here. And, an early symptom of that is actually a debate that is now unfolding about what to do with welfare benefits, because they're coming up on a decision that they're going to have to make about how to increase those benefits, and should they peg the increase to the rate of wage growth in the economy, which would be about 5%, or should they peg it to the rate of inflation, which would be nearer to 10%? And of course, I think that the argument for sticking to the wage peg would be twofold. First off, it would imply less expenditure for the government because you're increasing welfare benefits by a smaller percentage. And also, it would maintain the relative incentive to work over going on benefits, because you would not be increasing benefits faster than the increase in pay that people could expect from nominal wage gains if they're working. And yet Truss is having real trouble getting this through her own backbenchers, who seem not to understand that this is about the underlying economic incentives as much as it's about the pound figures that they're talking about. And I think that kind of debate is only going to get harder as you start having to deal with things like pay for the bloated public sector here. Are they going to be able to hold the line as you have public sector unions or quasi-public sector unions demanding much higher wage increases? Are they going to be able to control things like infrastructure spending and make sure that they're only building projects that are worth doing? So I think they're going to have a lot of really bruising debates that, unfortunately, I'm not really sure Liz Truss's own party is ready for.
Joseph Sternberg, editorial board of the Wall Street Journal in London. We're coming home to America because the IMF downgraded the U.S. of A. as well. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.